The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Jesse. I'm here with Mike. It's Bird's Eye View on WTBR-FM Pittsfield. It's second ever broadcast.
Yeah.
It's a little less snowy out, so we appreciate it. And actually, I think last time we were talking about how there wasn't snow yet. Were we digging out snow?
The first time we were digging out snow. Yes, it was a snow day. Last Thursday was a snow day, yes. And then all the snow left. And
it's been raining, yes.
Yeah, we woke up to a little bit. I did get out to Butternut on Sunday for a quick session Sunday morning. The way things are going in life these days, it's tough to carve out time to get to a mountain. But
I'll say next week might be the last time you and I are together normally, because
We'll see what happens childbirth.
Not yours. He's not doing it.
I won't be doing any of the heavy lifting. No, I'll be kind of just
you'll be off in the corner.
I'm like a cheerleader kind of deal.
Okay.
I was actually thinking about that this morning. I just remember the first time through was like complete whirlwind, not having any idea what to do, what to say. Like, the doctors are all just like, tell her this, tell her that. And you're just like, and then they're like, do you want to do this? I'm like, no. My hands are firmly in my pockets or holding her hand.
Aren't there like the classes you go to about like giving birth and stuff like that?
I guess we did more classes, I think, on like parenting. Actually, I'm trying to remember, because it was COVID, so it was all Zoom.
That's true. Okay.
I thought about that recently, too, because we haven't done, like, any of that this time around, because I guess they're just, like, you know what to do general.
Right.
But, yeah, we did have a lot of, like, people, I guess, instructing us in certain ways. I read some books. Dave Barry wrote a very funny book.
Dave Barry's awesome. Dave Barry's awesome.
I think it's, like, Children and Other Hazards of Having Sex or something like that is the name of the book. It's a funny book.
In any case, I'm glad that it's not raining, because I got, I think it was the day after we had a recording, mm-hmm. or a broadcast, excuse me, I got my snow tires on, because I'm like, it's snowing,
makes sense,
and then obviously it gets pouring rain, and it's 48 degrees, and that's not good for snow tires, and I have a long drive tomorrow, so.
Today you might, I mean, it's cold again, everything iced over.
As long as it's cold, it's fine.
Yeah, it's iced over, so it's fine. They could come in handy this weekend, you never know.
Oh, yeah, I think it would definitely, I think it's supposed to snow, so that'll be useful.
Good, that means it's the winter season, which
it
is,
the winter season, firmly... and speaking of snow, so let's talk a little bit about hockey. It's still holding on in this county. We only have two high school programs
like
left.
The skin of its teeth. Yeah.
So there's McCann, which hosts everyone in North County, and there's Taconic, which hosts everyone else. Seven teams. Mount Everett, this is now the second year they don't have one, just because they play at the Berkshire School, and the Berkshire School is doing renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if and when they get a program back. I talked to both coaches yesterday, Matt Parise, the coach of McCann, and Matt Risley, the coach of Taconic. Taconic had a great season last year, won a Western Mass title, first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I finally kind of got over that hump, and that's the good news. The bad news is they lose a lot. Campbell Ferrier, who is their goalie, who was a great goalie for them, graduated. That's kind of 2 years in a row they've lost a really crucial senior goalie, because they lost Antonio Scalise the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost their top three goal scorers in Rashawn Warrior, Braden Bishop, and Rylan Paddleford.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a lot of big names to replace. And so I think you can kind of tell this is going to be a bit of a rebuilding year for Taconic. And then as for McCann, they bring back a lot, and they also lose, critically, their goalie as well, mm-hmm. Abigail Foles, who had been a really good player for them for the last couple of years. She graduated. And then... on the other hand, though, John Stack is back. Dallas Richard is back. I'm now blanking on Braden Canales is back. Like, that's most of their offense returns. Their first line on defense returns.
Mm-hmm.
So their first two lines generally are back, which is really good. And I think they do finally have some depth. They're kind of polarizing in the sense that they have a lot of seniors and a lot of freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that kind of experience depth isn't really there, but they at least have some depth, so they'll Matt Parise is pretty confident he'll be able to work in at least 2 to 3 lines, which is good. Although, then once again, they're kind of figuring out who's going to be the goalie because they have 2 sophomores, which isn't necessarily a prime spot. But, I mean, you know, it's McCann's had the last couple rough 2 seasons. So we'll see what they do. For both teams, they're now in the same league. They were in different leagues last year. Their leagues got redone, so now they're in one joint league, which is larger.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll have some very winnable games on the schedule. They also, both of them, play some bigger schools, which will be interesting. They're both going out east a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of have to travel to find teams
These
days. You said, I think you said in your story, Belchertown.
Belchertown
is gone.
Is no longer. I would assume that those kids play
obviously
elsewhere.
Obviously Mount Everett's gone. The weird part was they don't play each other until February 5th is the first time they meet each other on the ice, which is kind of odd.
It's definitely deep in the season, which is they will play twice because now they're in the same
game. Yeah, for McCann, it's 2 of the last 3 games of the season.
Is going to some tech tournament on the Cape Cod area because they're playing Assabet Valley.
Not Cape Cod area, Mr. Mr. Jersey, but yes, Central Mass.
Central Mass. Okay.
They're playing at Navin. Assabet Valley's in Marlboro, my hometown.
Okay. Yeah, Navin said Cape Cod area, so that's why I was going with that. But yeah, Assabet Valley.
They might be 2. I don't know. At least on the schedule, it said Navin, which is the rink I learned to ice skate at
as a kid. Okay.
It's kind of on campus at Marlboro High, but Assabet Valley is kind of across the street.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, and Taconic is playing Keith Tech, which is in Framingham.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, so last year they went to Rhode Island to play St. Raphael's, and this year St. Raphael's comes back,
mm-hmm.
which is also a homecoming because their coach is Chris Labrizzi, who is a Pittsfield native, I believe, played for St. Joe's, is what they said. So that'll be a kind of cool homecoming for him.
Hmm.
Both teams are getting like some legitimate Eastern Mass tests. What was the last?
I was just going to say a big couple days for St. Joseph's graduates.
Besides the point. So in any case, it'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting season for hockey. I think McCann certainly has a lot of potential if they can figure out the goalie situation. And for Taconic, you know, like I said, it's a bit of a rebuilding year because they lost so much. On the other hand, and this is what Matt Risley talked about, which is they kind of got over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there definitely was a little bit, he said, of a stigma. You know, Springfield area teams don't like losing to Berkshire County teams.
Believability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they for his team in terms of just like, hey, we can do this now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can play at this level. We can play against them. We can win against them. So it certainly helps just kind of the vibes of the team.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right.
That's it for hockey. Unfortunately, there's only 2 teams to talk about these days.
Taconic plays tonight against Southwick, and I believe McCann plays Saturday. They play Saturday or Sunday, and they are on the road for that one.
Yeah, so it's Taconic's at Southwick.
Right.
Tonight and Saturday. McCann is home Saturday night, and I believe again Monday night or Tuesday night.
Yeah, McCann plays, I think, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, and they might play then next Saturday.
Yep.
So they have a crazy busy schedule to start the season.
All 3 games are at home for McCann Tech, but the Vietnam veterans place up there.
Let's move on to basketball. We've got a lot of basketball to start with. We have 2 basketball teams playing tonight to kick off the season.
Two
city teams. Pittsfield will host Chicopee Comp and Taconic. So this is boys basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsfield High will host Chicopee Comp. Taconic will host East Longmeadow. I think Taconic beat East Longmeadow last year, I believe.
It was a close-ish game. I think they beat him and lost to him.
And then Pittsfield lost to Chicopee Comp last year, so I think Pittsfield absolutely wants to get this one.
Taconic lost its opener to East Longmeadow by 2 last year, 43-41, and then went on to win a lot of games, I guess, beyond that. Obviously, these are 2... this was the story at the end of last season, was could we get an all-Pittsfield state championship game out in Lowell?
Came very close, but not quite.
Yeah, came as close as you can come without ultimately coming that close, given that both kind of got throttled a little bit, I think.
I mean, Tikhonic was in it until,
they were in it, yeah.
until like, you know, the last, I don't know, 5 minutes of the game or something.
Yeah.
Or not even 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
I guess they only lost by 13, but.
Yeah. And that's with the free throw game.
Was that?
What? That was with the free throw game, you know?
Oh, yes.
Point game, and then the free throws come in, and there's no more one and ones, which I know Mike hates. So.
Well, I was watching a Celtics game about 2 weeks ago, Cleveland, and the last like 30 seconds took, I think it wound up being like 20 something minutes. Mm-hmm. People were tweeting about it, and I remember just watching it and being like, this is abominable to watch. And I get it entirely. Cleveland kept doing the foul up three. They're up three, foul immediately. And the game took forever, and there was no basketball played for like half an hour because it was just free throws, and everyone made every single free throw, I'm pretty sure, which credit to them.
I mean, they're NBA players. They should be making free throws.
I get the strategy. It was just, it was abysmal to watch. I think we talked about this last year, the free throw thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely adjusts like what you can do and what you can't do. Yeah, when you're down going into, you know, the last couple minutes, the fact that you can't like just foul, hope they miss, and then get the rebound and go, like, it is two free three throws. It does change the calculus. I mean, on the other hand, like, play better, you know, don't be losing, but that's kind of the flip side to it.
Fair, I suppose. But yeah, so the story at the end of last year, both Pittsfield and Tikhonic were Final Four teams in D3.
Pittsfield and Tikhonic, yeah, they're big enough. Yeah, they were in D3.
Right, D3. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Hoosick is, D5.
Hoosick is D5, yes.
My microphone's shrinking here. And that was kind of it was just a wild thing. You kind of sensed it throughout the year where you get these power rankings from the MIAA weekly starting, I don't know, 2 weeks into the season or so. And they were kind of both hovering around that top four area and obviously wound up matching up twice and then a third time in the playoffs, split the regular season, and then Pittsfield wins the
Western Mass
semi, and then they wind up winning the Western Mass final over Monument.
But for this year, though, I think it'll be a very different story, at least for Pittsfield.
Yeah, these two teams are kind of almost completely new on both sides. Pittsfield, obviously, whole new starting five. Tikhonic loses this top two score. I think it's top two scorers
top
from last year.
Yeah, I believe top two
scorers. Definitely top two players. Whether or not Christian Mitrovich wound up scoring.
He had a pretty good scoring game.
Not quite their top two scorers, but two of their top three scorers. Cesar outscored him.
Right.
Santos outscored him a little bit.
And Cesar Santos does return, which is good.
Cesar Santos is back, and their two big men, Martin Bua and
Kyle McGrath,
are both back. And they return some guys who played decent, you know, heavy minutes off the bench. Quentin Christopher, Elijah Hirewood. These are guys who have a lot of varsity experience. Pittsfield, given the bulk of time that starting five played last year, which was, you know,
monstrous,
almost every minute of every game, because they were so good outright and so, you know, I guess well-conditioned to a certain point, makes Pittsfield really an unknown this year.
Yeah, they're definitely an unknown. They have a lot of depth this year, which is good, but they have a lot of bodies, they have a lot of speed, but at the same time, you just have no idea what they can do because they haven't played together. They haven't played on this Pittsfield team together for a large runtime. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, what they can do because they're just complete unknown. And they play a good schedule. So, you know, it's not like they can have a cakewalk to start. Like Chicopee Compass is a legit Division II team. They're bigger. They got athletes. They beat Pittsfield with that amazing season. Pittsfield that they beat Pittsfield last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is definitely going to be an interesting
Pittsfield
start of the season.
Pittsfield's top returning scorers are, you know, Breon Thompson scored 64 points last season. Kyle Cardoso scored 60 points last season. Prosper Rezan 40 something. So these guys are going to get a real quick heavy dose of you know, top-notch varsity basketball in Western Mass. They got to go on Sunday. They'll be out at UMass playing in the Pioneer Valley tip-off. They're going to play. They are, I believe, involved in that Hoop Hall Invitational thing where they'll play a team from.
They'll play a couple teams. I think both are from out of state. I think they play one team from.
Yeah, I think the second team's not known because I think it's like tournament style.
I think the second team is from New York. Because I talked to Jerome Edgerton, the coach.
Is it so, okay? On the schedule, it says TBD.
Yeah, I know. I think he
I don't
said
know
that
how this. It's the first year of this weird thing where Hoop Hall
Hoopaw basically punted on representing Western Mass, and so as opposed to having a full day of like Western Mass or Mass teams having fun, they just said, you know what, we're gonna throw you guys on a different gym elsewhere, and you can you know.
Yeah, so they no longer get to play at the Hoopaw College. Or at Springfield College. They're not gonna play. I think Pittsfield's playing somewhere, and then the other two are playing at SciTech. Pittsfield might play at Putnam, I think. And it's juxtaposed. So I did all this yesterday. I was kind of creating a master schedule of all the high school sports games this season, and it juxtaposed with a conversation I had with someone about this will be a story I'm working on, but the Warren Miller film skiing stuff, and how that went from being not hyperlocal to hyperlocal, and now this is like Hoopaw. It's somewhat insulting.
No, it's definitely rude. Like, this was supposed to be this really cool Western Mass thing that the Hoopaw did. It's in Springfield. It's in Western Mass. You have all these, you know, Western Mass teams that come out and they get to play at Springfield College, and, you know, near the Hall of Fame. It's a really cool event.
And they got enamored with, yeah.
Yeah, and now they're just like, you know, we're going to get it every prep school possible. And I mean, they're making their money. Mm-hmm. They're getting the bag. And they, you know, they're getting some attention because, you know, the big time prep schools come in. But it's just, it sucks. Like, it sucks for the local teams. You know, that it was this really cool thing. We're going to, we'll talk about it in a second, but we're going to take a little break. So stay with us here on WTBR.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. But yeah, no, Hoopaw, it does kind of stink on ice that this is how it is. I guess, you know, you could say, well, at least now more local teams are getting a shot at this kind of different level of competition, which is good, and they're playing some out-of-state teams. But yeah,
I guess that part of it's cool. But and I mean, you're just sending them to a random high school gym, to play. Yeah, I guess I don't know the whole inner workings of it. To me, it seems like Hoopaw got like enamored with like LeBron showed up, Calipari's here, Cooper Flagg's coming through, all these, you know, names, and maybe somewhat just sold out to that level as opposed
to 100%
and now. Yeah, I guess it's still somewhat special. Yeah, so I brought it up here. It'll be Saturday, January 18th, and then I guess Sunday the 19th will be the next round. And it's just, it's supposedly tournament style, but I don't know how that works with two games. But Hoosick Valley will play Newington, Connecticut at SciTech at 11:45, and then right after that, Taconic will play Hackley School out of New York. So that's also at SciTech, 1:30. At the same time, Pittsfield is going to be at Putnam playing Charles E. Shea High School out of Rhode Island, also at 1:30 that day. And then I believe they'll all go back to those same locations Sunday and just play a different team that may be preordained, may not be preordained. I don't know if they'll do it by like point differential or something, but supposedly it's somehow tournament style. And I believe we knew, I didn't. At the time, for some reason, we didn't know that Pittsfield and Taconic were involved in this, because Howard definitely...
You talked to Bill Robinson, the Hoosick coach.
But,
so, yeah, the Hoosick
I don't know if they were late additions, because Pittsfield and Taconic are now not... They've the past 3 years, I believe, played out in Colony, New York, in their holiday tournament.
Edgerton said that, I don't know about Connick, but Edgerton said that he was not a huge fan of Colony, didn't like how the tournament was run, so he was perfectly happy to give up on that.
Okay.
So this was kind of a natural replacement. I'd say just because they're also playing today, should hit on a couple other teams. Wakona Girls are playing at South Hadley today, which is a huge game. Early season test for both teams.
Yep.
Last year, Wakona got swept by South Hadley. That was a South Hadley program that went to that won Western Mass title, beat Pittsfield to win Western Mass title, and went to the Division IV championship game, lost that to Cathedral, to a very good Cathedral team that actually beat Wakona in the championship game the year prior.
Yep.
So this is a very, very good, two very good teams.
Technically, the last two Western Mass Class B champions, I guess.
We'll, yeah, we, yeah. Wakona won in 2023,
victimizing Pittsfield in the process.
Yes, yeah, yeah. PHS took a rough one, but yeah, no, I think this should be a really good game. South Hadley, at least, assuming they bring back a similar team to last season, has a lot of height, a lot of length, which bugged Wakona to no end. So it'll be interesting to see how the Warriors handle that this year. They bring back a decent amount, which is the good news. Madison McCarthy's back. She was excellent last year. Someone who can get hot from three and carry our offense. It'll be the question of, can players like Sammy Cayley, Anna Doyle, Olivia Roberts, can they step up and be as, you know, secondary scoring options? And then, yeah, can you guard a team with that kind of height?
Yeah. Yeah, South Hadley's typically one of the top. Yeah, that's always those three, actually, kind of they all go at each other, with the Wakona will also play Hoosick twice this year, as is traditional.
Right.
The other games tonight are all at the Franklin Tech tip-off, I think, believe it, that's what it's called. I've been out a couple times to it in the past. Generally, Mount Everett has been a part of it in the past.
The boys are this year.
Mount Everett boys are back there this year. They're actually playing at 3:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, weirdly early.
Well, it's a quadruple header, so they get them 3:30, okay. 5. So at 5, then Mount Greylock girls will play St. Mary's, 6:30. St. Mary's and Franklin Tech boys will play, and then the winner of that plays the winner of Mount Everett Ware tomorrow.
Right.
Sorry, I'm used to recording like days in advance, but this is live. McCann Tech girls also out there for that. McCann Tech boys not there this year. I believe they were there last year. So McCann Tech and Greylock girls are out there. So there's a chance that they would play in a potential Franklin Tech championship Friday night. The thing I kind of wanted to talk to you mentioned Jerome. So this is Jerome's third year now.
Yeah.
Taking over at Pittsfield High, and has had two very successful years. Obviously, last year, super, super successful.
Yeah.
But just going kind of opposite the two other coaches that we just mentioned, Bill Hafey, Liz Kay, who have kind of a longer track record, have been coaches for a long time, and have gone through this cycle of, you have really good players, they leave you, you need to develop new players. That's the exciting thing, I think, to watch with Coach Edgerton this year is, okay, you had that starting five, they're gone. What are you able to do now? You kind of inherited some really talented players. Obviously, you made them even better, and you were able to kind of mold them, so to speak, into Pittsfield's first champion in, I don't even remember what
we said.
It was a long
51
time.
Years.
51.
First Western Mass title in 51 years.
51 years. So now what? As King George says in the Hamilton musical, which I listened to the other day, Shooting Hoops, for some reason, what comes next?
It's an interesting exercise playlist.
It's not a bad, if you're doing like dribbling exercises, throw in the Hamilton. It's got that kind of bouncy, fast pace. At least some of the songs do. Obviously, some are slower. But
interesting.
I hit this point. I think we talked about Spotify Wrapped last year too, where I'm like, okay, Spotify Wrapped is done. Like, none of this counts, I guess, towards next year for whatever reason. This is a weird millennial take. None of this counts towards my next year Spotify Wrapped, I don't think, until the new year. So, what do you do with your time now?
Oh, does it?
Because it comes out. Yeah, because Spotify Wrapped comes out, and then I assume they don't restart calibrating unless they're all calibrating this towards next year.
Why would you assume that?
Good question.
It's robots.
It's a good
man.
Question.
They don't know the algorithm.
They
have the precision. I think it is an interesting point. Like, he was a new head coach, and when he got that insanely talented duo of Mekhi Shepherdson and Deshaun Brown as juniors, and so it kind of eased him into being the head coach, right? When you have that kind of level of kids that you can rely on, and then yeah, he
Malachi
grows with
Perry
them.
Shows up.
Malachi Perry
yep.
shows up. Mm-hmm. Marcel Arianti takes over as the center. Pat Brennan emerges. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they have an amazing senior season. He has a great second season. And yeah, it is now, this is more on him as a coach, right? Like, mm-hmm. he is going to have to be able to do a better job of, like, those kids could just take over any game he was in. You know, mm-hmm. bar none, they could take over a game. They could make the plays that he needed them to make. They could run the offense. Now he's going to have to show his chops as a coach, you know, and he is going to have to put guys in positions to win because they aren't as good and they aren't as used to just being able to go out and crush the opposition. And so, you know, I think he has a very clear idea of how Pittsfield is going to run its offense. They're going to be very fast-paced, transition-oriented, and they had the speed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know if they have the shooting, but they have the speed to do it. And so it'll be interesting to see because they have fewer guys who can just, you know, they have fewer dudes. You know, this dude can just go out and win you a game.
Mm-hmm.
But they are more uniform in this, like, consistent style of play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they can stay in their scheme, they can definitely challenge a lot of teams.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, the kids who will be playing the big minutes this year, while we didn't see them last year, Edgerton saw them.
Yeah.
They were there. It's not like they're completely new to this. Some of them might be completely new to the program, obviously, the Noah Kane Smalls transfer. But they were there. They were in practice. They were going up against Deshaun Brown, Mekhi Shepherdson, all these guys, Pat Brennan, last year. So they should have some of that kind of... I guess experience, know-how, knowledge of the system in general. It's just, I think it just might be a different beast when you're going up against Cesar Santos, when you're going up against South Hadley and Chicopee Comp and Putnam and all these giant programs that have been kind of entrenched. So it's cool that Pittsfield is back. Like 51 years, that's wild to even think about now. I don't even think I realized that since it happened, but. Good to be back. Now what comes next? What do you do to kind of stay there? I spoke actually 2 days ago now with Randy Coldis down, another longtime coach who's kind of gone through this process again and again and is now having to go through it again. And
who's on the rough side of that Western Mass final game.
Yes,
to give Pittsfield the Western Mass final.
Exactly. But I think he just outright said, like, we have to make up 30-something points with what loss, which was the Western Mass Player of the Year, Khalil Carson, last
yeah.
year, and some other pieces from their roster as well. So he's kind of going through it. I'm working through that now with – I spoke to kind of their three senior leaders who were all back from last year about what it's going to take to kind of fill that stuff in and get back to it. And hopefully we'll wind up at the end of the year in Class B will once again be Monument, Wacona, Pittsfield, Taconic, but it's a lot of unknowns this year.
Yeah, that there's definitely a good chance of that, but that feels more mm-hmm. if like the rest of the Valley isn't so great. And I think South Hadley will be back this year. They'll be solid. So will Belchertown. East Longmeadow is now in Class B, so they could be good and they could be in the mix. Yeah, it's definitely, I'll say, tomorrow, Friday, Wacona boys, a very interesting early season test. They host Minichog. That's a real big school. You have a great inter-county rivalry, but Batch tomorrow because you have Monument Mountain at Drury boys.
Yep.
You have Leah Lennox boys. So, yeah, you got some interesting matchups right off the bat. Drury, I think, should be primed for an excellent season this year. They return like four of their five starters.
Mm-hmm.
They have two guards that now are much better in Jorge Bond and Miles Beauchamp. Sam Mormon could be the best center in the county. They have a lot of talent coming back. I think they should absolutely be a Final Four team in D5. And so that's a really, really good test because Monument should still be a very solid team. But they play up. They're up in a division for a reason. So if you can hang with the team with a higher level of athleticism and size, like that's a really good sign early on.
Yeah, it's exciting. We'll kind of know a lot more come Monday, come when we're back here next Thursday.
Although I won't know much. I'll be I'm taking this weekend off.
You're off this weekend, you'll see the results. But we'll have some local matchups. We'll have the two Pioneer Valley tip-off games on Sunday. Pittsfield High will be out there, boys and girls, for that one. And then we get kind of right into the swing of things. We're going to see a lot of teams in short order, and we'll know, I guess, a lot more because, yeah, as we talked about earlier this week, boys basketball, only one team returned its top scorer from last year. That's Drury. And girls basketball also has some big names that have departed.
I mean, I will still be getting basketball in this weekend. I'm going to go see Rutgers Seton Hall. So I'll see Ace Bailey, who might be the number one draft pick in the NBA at the end of this season. So we'll see what happens. But thank you guys for listening with us here on WTBR FM Pittsfield. It's been Bird's Eye View.